Many days passed without further incidents. Our observation showed we had already traveled nearly 800 miles across this sea, and that our position was exactly under England. It was now August the 21st, and we could sense the calm weather we had been enjoying was about to change. A distant sound of thunder became louder and louder, and suddenly we were in the midst of a wild and raging tempest. It came from the most distant corners of the mighty cavern. It roared, it yelled, it shrieked with the glee of demons. The raft rose and fell with the storm. It moved faster and faster before the wind. Would the storm never end? We appeared doomed. The mast and sail were carried away. I saw them swept into the sky to a great height. We were frozen in terror. Then, a ball of fire, half white, half blue, the size of a 10-inch bombshell, swooped towards us, darting here, there, and everywhere with great rapidity. It approached my uncle, who fell to his knees to avoid it. Then it came towards me as I stood, pale and shuddering in the dazzling light and heat. It danced around my feet. They seemed to be riveted to the deck. Instruments, tools, firearms, all clanged together with an awful noise. I realized what had happened. The electric globe had magnetized all the iron on board. Suddenly, the globe burst, and we were enveloped in cascades of living fire.